Welcome to Annunciation with Father David. Father David is the priest at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Decatur, Illinois, where every week people are connected to the ancient wisdom of Orthodox Christianity. Here is Father David.
Christ is in our midst.
He is
in
our shadow.
Good morning. So last week I started talking about a philosophy called critical theory, which is an outgrowth of Marxism and which replaces the classic Marxist groups of the proletariat and the bourgeoisie with the oppressor and the oppressed. And so therefore you can very easily substitute any kind of group that you want to into this system and be able to argue for Marxist ideals and utopian ideals. And I really want to spend a lot of time on this idea because it is an idea and it is a philosophy that has infected all levels of our culture. It dominates the universities, it dominates the media, it dominates our entertainment industry, and our political system, our political class is heavily influenced by it. And critical theory is antithetical to the gospel. So I want people to begin to understand it and be able to pick it apart so that we can compare it to the gospel, show the world how much better the gospel is, and start planting seeds so that hopefully those who are infected with this idea are able to realize how much better the gospel is and be able to come to the truth of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. The premise from critical thinking I'm going to talk about today is the idea that the oppressor groups subjugate oppressed groups through the exercise of hegemonic power. To understand this, I'm gonna quote a couple of folks who use critical theory. One of them is Robin DiAngelo from White Fragility. Whiteness rests upon a foundational premise, the definition of whites as the norm or standard for human and people of color as a derivation from that norm. That's an example of what I'm talking about by the idea of hegemonic power and the oppression. Power is typically equated with domination and control over people or things. Social institutions depend on this version of power to reproduce hierarchies of race, class, and gender. And that's Margaret Anderson from Social Change and the Politics of Empowerment. The problem with this worldview, the problem with this concept, is not only does it perpetuate the very things that critical thinking says is bad. For example, if we are going to insist that there are one race that dominates the other races, then racism is a necessity in order for this worldview to be perpetuated. But it also excuses all failure of those who are in the quote-unquote oppressed class. Rather than being my fault that I was pulled over by the cops, it's someone else's fault. It's the oppressor group's fault, personified by the police that are harassing me and keeping me in my place. And so therefore, it is never possible to grow. It is never possible to improve because all failure is externalized. All sin is externalized. In today's gospel, we see how Christianity completely rejects this point of view because we have the parable of the servants who are given the 5, the 2, and the 1 talent. Now, despite the fact that all of them were given different amounts according to their ability, the reward was the same for the one who brought back 5 and the one who brought back 2. And the reward would have been the same for the one who had only 1 talent but didn't do anything with it. Because our God understands and values every single person. You are valuable because you are unique and unrepeatable. And it doesn't matter how small your contribution is to the grand scheme of God's salvation, because only you can do it. because of your unique place in creation, no other person in all of history can do what you do. And therefore, there is intrinsic value there in you and what you do, whatever it is, whether it is bringing back those five talents or bringing back just one. And note that all of these are servants, a quote-unquote oppressed class. Notice that they all have something different and unique to bring to the table. They're not this hegemonic group that is being oppressed by their master. In fact, their master wants them to come into his kingdom, come into the kingdom of heaven, as it were. He wants them there with him. He wants them to flourish. He wants them to, in their own unique individuality, be able to flourish with the talents that they have been given. And of course, he is disappointed with the one who doesn't do anything. God is disappointed with those who blame external causes for their own failures. In this particular case, the guy with the one talent followed the logic of critical theory. My master is a hard man, and if I do anything wrong, it's his fault, because he's a hard man. Therefore, I'm going to bury this talent in the ground and do nothing. Well, the end result of that, of course, is that you are cast out into the outer darkness, because there is no helping you, because no matter what, it's someone else's fault. When the gospel, when the first thing that Christ preaches after his baptism is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It requires our choice, our free will, and our effort in order to participate in God's salvation. We have to turn around. We have to apply ourselves. We have to do the little things like prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. We have to love our neighbors as ourselves. We have to take the skills and the things that God has given us and apply them to his glory. And if we do not do these things, in essence, we're blaming God for all of our failures. This is his fault that he allowed the world to fall, rather than owning up to the fact that it is we who choose to sin, not God. So as you can see, this idea of the hegemonic power of the oppressor class over the oppressed is not designed to solve anything. It is designed to keep people in their place so that those in power can take advantage of them. Those guys over there are keeping you oppressed. Vote for me. Give me power and I will help you. Well, that help really never comes, because the help that they need is to look in the mirror and understand that they are the ones who sinned. They are the ones who failed. They have the power and the talent to pull themselves, correct themselves. And with God, nothing is impossible. If you want change, positive change, it's here. It's here with Christ, who wants everyone to be with him in his kingdom. But that still requires our effort, our choice. So let us remind people of the transformative power of Christ. And we can do that by living an orthodox life, of showing people around us the love of God and the positive effects in our lives that happen when we own up to our own mistakes, own up to our own sins, take responsibility for those sins, and with Christ, step by step, becoming better human being. And thus, we will show the world that critical theory does nothing but keep everybody oppressed and in their place with no hope and no way out. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever. Amen.